Andrea was like a lot of first graders in LA public schools. She came from a home where multiple languages were spoken, and she told me she could speak three of them.
I speak Spanish, English, and Kangla.
At the time she said this, when she was 6 years old, we both thought it was true. And in some ways, it was true. She spoke Spanish with her siblings at home.
Yo te quiero. Yo te quiero mucho.
She spoke Spanish and Conjobal, which is a Mayan language, with her parents, both of whom are from Guatemala.
Paté means tortillas, and ubal means like those little things, like frijoles.
And she spoke English in class with me, the fifth first grade teacher she'd had that year.
We were drawing things, drawing all the planets. I think I know all of them.
But eventually it became clear that this was only sort of true, that Andrea could only sort of speak Spanish and only sort of speak English and really knew just a couple of words in Conjobal. This lack of linguistic foundation is surprisingly the situation for a lot of kids in LA, and the reason why has its roots in all three worlds these kids mainly go between, their home, their neighborhood, and their school.
Hi, my name is Andrea. I have four sister, me, Virginia.
Andrea's parents work all the time to support their kids. They're in the garment district during the day, and at night, Andrea's mom makes tortillas to sell to street vendors, and Andrea's dad is off to work as a security guard. They're simply not around enough to really give Andrea a solid foundation in Spanish or Conjobal.
Tamales, champurrado.
The neighborhood where Andrea lives doesn't offer much help in the way of linguistic clarity either. The signage is neither in Spanish nor English, but like Andrea, somewhere in between. They say things like mucho bargain and regalos para baby shower. And at school, Andrea is almost exclusively around other kids also learning English, and they all mainly mimic the broken English of each other. UCLA professor Patricia Gondera says this stems from linguistic isolation.
The children can grow up their entire lives never really hearing English spoken by a native English speaker.
Teachers, who are often the only fluent English speakers the kids know, spend most of their day teaching reading and writing, and so they're usually speaking the very specific, almost nonsensical English of the district's reading program.
Goo. Ooh, 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 ooh.
This what is some of the first English Andrea hears.
Could it be a new flute playing a tune? No, it's goo.
Only 11% of California's English learners reached proficiency in English last year. And Gondera says that like Andrea, many of these kids are also struggling in Spanish.
Anecdotally, yeah, we know that kids who are not educated in the language at all, yeah, will tell you, you know, I'm sorry, I don't remember anymore.
And by the time Andrea is 10 years old, she basically believes she can't speak any language well.
I talk weird. The things that I make up supposedly, I don't know what they're trying to mean.
At this point, when kids lack a foundation in even one language and are basically trapped inside their own heads without words to help them out, teachers say they typically see one of two things happen. The first involves hitting. Teacher Lillian Thompson puts it like this.
And what I see at the end of first grade, they can't talk to their parents. The parents can't control them behavior-wise. The kids begin to punch their parents.
Or, alternatively, teachers say they see kids just quietly fade out. Researchers call dropping out the final act of disengagement. Final meaning the disengagement can start very young, when kids can't make sense of what's happening at school and don't have the words in any language to tell you that they're lost. Reporting from Los Angeles, I'm Devin Brown.